After we left Manasi Ganga and Haridev Mandir, we passed Dangati and Danivartan Kund. When Raghunath Das Goswami was living at Sri Radha Kund, Srila Rupa Goswami presented to him a manuscript of his illustrious poem, which is a drama of Krishna's Leela, entitled Lalita Madhava. When Raghunath Das Goswami read that, upon hearing the story of Sri Radharani's intense separation from Lord Krishna, he was so deeply inflicted in his heart that he could not eat, he could not sleep. He was just weeping and crying bitterly, practically rolling on the ground in tears 24 hours a day. When this news was brought to the attention of Srila Rupa Goswami, he wrote another literature called the Dankeli Kamudi, which describes the beautiful pastime of Krishna taking the role of a tax collector and taxing the gopis headed by Sri Radharani. The place where this particular pastime takes place is at Dangati. We have explained that Govardhan Hill is shaped like a peacock. The eyes are Sri Radha Kund and Sri Shama Kund. The mouth, Mukaravinda, where we have just made our offerings. The tail is Punchari. And the neck is Dangati. So it is a very thin place. So as yesterday we were at Sankarikor at Barasana, similarly, through that narrow gully, Krishna performed this leela. And it is a very, very humorous pastime describing the meeting of Radha and Krishna. Rupa Goswami gave that literature to Raghunath Das Goswami. When he read it, the pangs of his separation diminished, and he became jubilant, laughing, and crying in transcendental happiness. At that time, Rupa Goswami very politely took the Lalita Madhava back. After reading the literature of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami was so inspired, he wrote another book which described a further taxing pastime of Sri Radha and Krishna, called the Dankeli Chintamani. This takes place at the Danivartana Kund. It describes there that Kundalata Gopi inquired from Sumukhi Gopi about what is Krishna's activities at this time. So she explained how at the Govardhan Hill, Krishna has dressed himself up very opulently as a tax collector. Meanwhile, Srimati Radharani's parrot spoke to her and told her that Krishna is in a particular place waiting for you. So she and her friends, they brought their pots of yogurt and butter on their heads and started walking in that direction. Krishna's parrot informed him that Sri Radharani and gopis are coming. So they stationed themselves and stopped them with sticks. Said, "We are the representatives of king, you must pay tax." So there was argument. Sri Radharani and gopis, they refused to pay tax. So Krishna started chastising them. At that time, a cuckoo of Vrindavan spoke to Krishna and said, "You should not speak harshly, you should speak sweet words." So Krishna started praising the gopis and said, "Because of your elegant beauty and charms, the tax is for each gopi 5 handfuls of diamonds." And as far as Srimati Radharani, Krishna, in elegant detail, described each of the beautiful limbs of Srimati Radharani's transcendental form and calculated what the tax would be for each of her qualities and each of her beautiful limbs. So practically the whole book is describing the beautiful qualities of Srimati Radharani. At that time, Nandimukhi Gopi approached, and she was seeing that there was a very, very ecstatic lila taking place. She asked Krishna and the gopis, "What is happening?" And they told her the whole story. She asked Krishna that at this time, Vasudev had sent Bhaguri Muni to Govindakund to perform a yajna, and Sri Radharani and her gopis have to be back here to bring the pots of yogurt and ghee to the yajna. So let them go, and I promise you, tomorrow they will return and pay the taxes. So, Dan Nivartana means, Nivartana means to return. So that is the place that Krishna was promised that tomorrow the taxes will be returned. So, the next day, Srimati Radharani and her gopis, they knew Krishna will be coming, waiting for them. But they went early, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And when Krishna and his few cowherd boy friends came, they surrounded them, tied their sikas to the rocks, and literally made them their captive prisoners, and said, "Today, it is your turn to pay us tax." Krishna said, "But I have nothing to pay you." So Krishna paid his tax by offering his obeisances and placing his head at the feet of Srimati Radharani. We are now at Govindakund. At the time when Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill, Indradev was utterly humiliated. He sent violent storms from the Sambarpaka clouds for 7 continuous days. But not anyone in Vrindavan even had a drop of water that could touch them. So he came here in order to, he came here with the great demigods to perform Abhishek to coronate Krishna as Govinda and the king, the real Indra, the king of all the universes. Here they perform the Abhishek and so much wonderful puja. Varuna appeared and offered celestial umbrella. Vayu offered chamara fans to fan Krishna. Agni offered celestial incense. Chandra, beautiful mirrors for the Lord to see himself. Surabhi came to offer her blessed milk. Lord Brahma came to be the head priest. Lord Shiva came to give his blessings. And with the permission of Shiva and the direction of Brahma, it is explained that Surabhi, along with the 7 chaste women of the earth, they all performed a beautiful, beautiful Abhishek ceremony to to Lord Krishna. And it was at that time that Brahma performed arti and put a crown on his head and formally declared that Krishna is the supreme Indra. He is the Lord of all the universe. After the demigods completed their worship, they offered their obeisances and returned to their respective abodes. Krishna was sitting on a beautiful throne here at Govindakund. At that time, the cowherd boys, looking for their cows, they came by and they saw Krishna sitting very beautifully. And all of the paraphernalia of puja of the demigods. So cowherd boys picked them up and they started offering artis and puja to Krishna, fanning him and holding the umbrellas, offering incense and lamps, singing beautiful songs. When the demigods looked down and saw this, they were totally ashamed, seeing the type of devotion, the simple and spontaneous love of the cowherd boys. They realized that they had no devotion at all. Seeing these little children worshiping Krishna with such pure love, they were dancing, they were singing so sweetly. The demigods, in their heart of hearts, worshipped the lotus feet of the gopas of Vrindavan. At that time, Nanda Maharaj came and he saw all of this going on. He asked, where did all this beautiful, elegant paraphernalia come from? What is happening here? Sri Dama, he explained that we were searching for our cows and we came here and we just found all this beautiful paraphernalia. Madhu Mangal, he explained how when we came, we saw such unbelievable incidents. There was this cow talking to Krishna. And then we saw this man with thousands of eyes in his body offering his obeisances. Then we saw a man with four heads and another man with five heads offering their prayers. Then we saw this big, big, big elephant pouring water on Krishna from the river Ganges. And we saw this beautiful cow giving unlimited quantities of milk to bathe with Krishna. At that time, a celestial voice came from the sky. It was the voice of the demigods. And they told Nanda Maharaj that just as we have coronated Krishna, the Lord of all the universe, Govinda, you should coronate Krishna as the Lord of Braja. So they performed a beautiful abhishek for Krishna here at Govindakund. And Yashoda Mai offered the arti. And thus, this is the place where the waters of all of these divine personalities filled for the glorification of Lord Sri Krishna. Also, Madhavendra Puri, he was sitting on the banks of Govindakund after he performed the Govardhan Parikrama. And it was here that Lord Gopal gave him the milk to drink and then appeared to him in a dream and told him where he was living in a little bushed area in Govindakund. Just beside Govindakund is where Gopal, today known as Srinathji, appeared to Sri Madhavendra Puri. Govindakund has been celebrated by Gaudiya Vaishnavas as one of the most important of all holy places in all of the world. We are so very greatly fortunate to have the opportunity to come here, especially in the association of several very great Vaishnavas. Is Dhanadhar Maharaj still here?
Yes.
Maharaj, can you please come? Partasarati Prabhu? His Holiness Dhanadhar Swami Maharaj and Partasarati Prabhu are two very empowered preachers, very, very dedicated, illustrious disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and they're hiding somewhere.
Just ready to go.
They have to leave because they have a commitment. So, but we would like to welcome to our lecture. Everyone, please welcome Dhanadhar Maharaj from Pakistan.
Spending some time at Govardhan at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram. Keshava Bharti Prabhu says it is the only place in ISKCON where the curtains never close for darshan. You can always see Giriraj Govardhan. And Gaudiya Vaishnavas take shelter of Sri Giriraj for their spiritual life because he is Haridas Varya, the best devotee of the Supreme Lord. And when you want to get bhakti, you have to go to the devotee. Krishna himself is the recipient or the enjoyer of love of Godhead, but love of Godhead is in the heart of the devotee. Therefore, even when the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, when he wanted to taste love of Godhead, he had to take the position of a devotee. And therefore we even see that when he appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself had to go to Guru. He himself had to get bhakti, because bhakti is in the heart of the devotee. So this is the best devotee of Krishna. And therefore we can come here and pray. All our great acharyas, they pray to reside at the foot of Govardhan Hill so they can pray to enhance their spiritual life. Just like it is described in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna has a pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti. The essence of the Ladini Shakti is prema. And the essence of prema, or love of Godhead, is Mahabhav. And Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav Swarup. Her own form is made of the most perfect and intense devotion or love for Krishna. Therefore, she has the greatest capacity to please Krishna. And everything about her is for the pleasure of Krishna and composed of the most perfect and intense love of Godhead. Sometimes in material world, when young girl is in love with young man, then she does everything to please him. And therefore she dresses herself and puts on jewels and decorates herself. But if it's a loving relationship, everything is an expression of her love. But in Srimati Radharani, all her jewels, all her ornaments are actually composed. They're not only she puts on ornaments because she has love for Krishna, but everything she puts on is actually composed of the most perfect love of Krishna. And therefore, Krishna seeing her, he derives the most pleasure. So similarly, Govardhan Hill is Haridas Varya. So much love is there for Krishna. And therefore, everything about Govardhan Hill is a manifestation of that love for Krishna. There's all facilities here for Krishna's enjoyment. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami prays, Pramada Mandana Lila Kandare Kandare Te, that each and every cave, jeweled thrones, everything. I was just thinking that whatever Krishna wants is automatically manifest from the body of Govardhan Hill. If Krishna wants shade, there are beautiful trees. If Krishna wants sweet water, then there are beautiful streams. If Krishna wants something to eat, then so many fruit trees are manifest. You can imagine if there was a disciple and he had that potency, that the guru wanted something to eat, and then he put out his finger, and then immediately a beautiful apple came. Out of devotion, it is offered. Everything, even the thorns on Govardhan Hill, they are serving the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, because sometimes they are separated. They have to be separated. But as they're leaving, they may get a thorn within their foot. And because there's a thorn in the foot, they have to stop, take out the thorn, and they have more time. They can look back and see each other. So this is actually the most sacred place for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. On Govardhan Hill, there's Radha and Shyamakund. Here we are at Govindakund, such an auspicious place where Krishna first got the name of Govinda. Of course, it is beyond past, present, and future. So the first time that Krishna got the name of Govinda is eternally existing. Just like there's past times that Krishna's killed the Kaliya serpent. But it is not that it happens one time. But it is happening and it is always happening. So here Krishna got the name Govinda because he was finally pacified. Indra finally pacified him. He brought the Sarabi cow from the celestial planets. And Krishna was pleased. So this is a very, very auspicious place. One time I went to Bombay, and in the guest house in Juhu, I was sitting with Giriraj Swami, and we went to visit one Vrindavan sadhu who came there for an eye operation. And he asked me, what are you doing here? And I said, I am trying to collect some funds. And he looked at me with such faith, and he said, I have so much faith in Giriraj. Of course, Giriraj Swami was sitting next to me. So he was a bridge bossy. I did not know exactly what he was referring to. But he said, the bridge bossies have so much faith in Giriraj. He says, when you walk around Govardhan Hill, he says, Giriraj follows you around the hill, asking you, what do you want? What do you want? But then he looked at me and he said, but better ask for love of Godhead. So this is the place where we can offer our humble prayers. As we're walking around the hill, Giriraj is following us. And he is the devotee. The devotee is the ocean of mercy. And he wants to benedict the devotees. And he will respond to our sincere desires. And we should offer our prayers that our hearts can become pure, so that our hearts and our desires can be a receptacle of Krishna prema. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us, prema pumartha mahan, that the greatest artha, the greatest thing that we can own, the greatest thing that we can possess is to have Krishna prema within our hearts. So I thank you very much for inviting me to speak. I hope to be able to join the parikram the last 2 days by the mercy of His Holiness Radhanath Swami and the Vaishnavas. I hope to join you in Nandagram and Radhakund. So thank you very much. Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami was explaining about the pastime of Krishna taking some tax from the gopis. This is taken from Danakela Chintamani and Danakela Kamudi. And this pastime is very wonderful. It's also explained by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 13, Madhya Lila. Gavabilas rudita smatayabha sankrodam sankarikaranam hasat uchite kila kinshitam. This pastime is kilkinshana. It's a very wonderful pastime between the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shakti Mam, and His Shakti, Radharani. It's described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj that there's a verse, agitated by tears, Srimati Radharani's eyes looked like the eastern horizon at sunset. Her lips began to move with lusty desire and jubilation. Her beautiful lotus face slightly smiled. When Krishna saw this kilkinshana, these different types of ecstasies manifesting in Radharani's body and behavior, his happiness was a million times more than when he embraced her. Indeed, Krishna's happiness is not at all mundane. And then there's another verse which describes, may Srimati Radharani's kilkinshana ecstasy, which is like a bouquet of flowers, bring good fortune for everyone. When Krishna stopped Radharani on the way to Danagat, there was laughter within her heart, but tears were filling her eyes. Due to her sweet relationship with Krishna, her eyes appeared very enthusiastic. And when her crying subsided, she appeared even more beautiful. So these are very nice verses, and it's a very nice pastime to meditate upon. Gava Bilas, Radharani's pride, when she sees Krishna from a distance, is Kuvilas Bhavalankara. Seeing Krishna from a distance, Radharani's progress becomes stopped, and she assumes an attitude of opposition. These are the different loving emotions that are exchanged between Radharani and Krishna. So pride comes, pride abhilas. She's very ambitious to have the association of Krishna. Rudita, tears come to her eyes, but they're not real tears. It's like crocodile tears. She's pretending. And then she's smiling, hasyaras. Some laughter within her heart, but she's keeping it hidden because she doesn't want it to let it out. So she's trying not to let Krishna see her smiling. Sometimes in order so Krishna doesn't see her smile, she covers her face with a veil and looks the other way. But it's all pretending. And these types of things excite Krishna so much. And this is the basis of their loving exchanges. So these pastimes took place right here on the side of Govardhan Hill, Radhakund. And it's explained by the Acharyas that these pastimes are persons. Just like Ladini Shakti is a person, Samvit, Samdini, these are persons. So also these pastimes are persons. And if you pray to these pastimes with the right mood, sufficient devotion, sincerity, these pastimes can actually come into your heart consciousness. This is called smaranam, remembrance of the Lord and his pastimes. And when we come to these places like Manasi Ganga, Radhakund, and Govindakund, this is where these pastimes took place. So when we take the dust at these particular places, then the remembrance can be even stronger. This dust that is here in these holy places, Govindakund, it has the potency to give us this smaranam, this remembrance. So we want to pray for this, that these fond remembrances of the Lord and his loving pastimes with his associates like the cowherd boys and Nanda Maharaj and of course the gopis, that these remembrances come within our heart and flood our consciousness. Sarasaki Maya Upasanam, that these pastimes actually flow in our heart. And this is called smaranam, remembrance of the Lord. This is actually a very high stage. So we can simply hear about these pastimes and pray one day, hopefully in this life, these pastimes will come and flow, just like the Ganges flows very forcibly to the sea. These pastimes will flow within our heart. The way it happens is by mercy, and the mercy comes from advanced Vaishnavas, like Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Vagya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, etc. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gau Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.
So this place is called Jatipur, after, this is Jatipur? Aniyo. Oh, Jatipur is the other side. Oh, okay. And Govindakund. Anyway, this is a place where Madhavendra Puri came to perform his bhajan. When he first came here in Vrindavan, he would sit here, and Krishna brought him milk, as we heard. So the renunciation of Madhavendra Puri is something which we can appreciate from this pastime, because Madhavendra Puri, he took a vow that unless someone gave him food, he would not eat. We cannot imitate such behavior. Although sometimes devotees try. Upendra, the late Upendra Prabhu, Prabhupada's servant, he told us that he had read Nectar of Devotion, how it says that unless one is called by the spiritual master to come and take prasadam, one should not eat. So he decided, maybe some of you are feeling hungry hearing about this. He decided after reading this that he should not take prasadam unless Prabhupada called him. So Prabhupada noticed that at prasadam time, Upendra was not going to take prasadam. So then he said, what's wrong? Why are you not eating? And Upendra said, Prabhupada, you never called me to come and take prasadam. And Prabhupada said, I am always calling you to come and eat. So he immediately went to take prasadam. Anyway, Madhavendra Puri, he had this vow. He took this personal vow that unless food was given to him, he would not eat. So he was sitting here under the tree, chanting the holy name. And he was happy. He was not thinking, who is going to bring me food? When will it come? He was not in any anxiety. His satisfaction was in chanting the holy name. But Krishna appeared. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. He likes to reciprocate with his devotees. As the devotee likes to serve Krishna, Krishna wants to give service to the devotee. And he was residing, Madhavendra Puri was sitting here fasting for 3 days without anything when Krishna came as the cowherd boy bringing milk, telling him that in my village no one goes hungry. So this type of renunciation of Madhavendra Puri is very wonderful, that he could perform his worship of Krishna completely detached from all material considerations. Of course, later on we'll be going to Radhakund. Radhakund, Raghunath Das Goswami was famous for his renunciation. How he could sit and meditate on worshipping Krishna. On one occasion, Raghunath Das was meditating on offering a nice feast to Krishna, and then in the meditation, he himself took some of the remnants and he overindulged in eating sweetbreads. And as a result of this, he got some stomachache. This was all in his meditation. He had not actually taken any sweetbreads, but in his meditation, he had taken too much sweetbreads. And as a result, he got some stomachache. So the doctor was called. And the doctor examined him and said, yes, overindulgence in milk products, and had to give some medicine to cure. Nowadays, we see many people like to meditate. But if we ask them, why don't you just meditate on your lunch? Let us see the strength of your meditation. You're sitting meditating every day, your silent meditation. Why don't you just meditate on your breakfast or your lunch, and let us see how satisfied you are. This is the test of their meditation. In the same way, we also have to test the strength of our meditation on the holy name, because chanting the holy name is our meditation for the devotee. Madhavendra Puri, he shows us how to chant the holy name. So, this is a wonderful place to get the blessings of great Vaishnavas. Madhavendra Puri was such an exalted personality that he, along with Srimati Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could understand all the inner meanings of very special verses in the Vedic literatures. So we pray at this holy place that we can just get some fraction of that mercy, to have some faith in chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna. Sri Madhavendra Puri Maharaj Ki.
Govinda Kund is so much unfathomable that simply by touching the waters of Govinda Kund, one can be relieved of all different obstacles coming in the path of devotion. When Lord Gopal was being bathed. Govinda Kund's water, which is representing the sum total of all waters of the holy places. These waters are still in practice whenever there is installation of the deity. They have been utilized. I remember when we installed Srinath deity in Surat, we have taken gallons of water, about 100 gallons of water from Govindakund. And Srinath was profusely bathed. It flooded the entire altar and virtually, in one sense, made mess. But these waters were collected again and distributed to sprinkle on the head of every devotee. Govindakund especially is related to Srinath ji. And Madhavendra Puri did the same thing because Lord Krishna here also was bathed. Now, the place of pilgrimage here is bearing so much importance of purification. And Govindakund, bathing in Govindakund is very important. I don't know if we will have opportunity to bathe in this hot sun, but whenever devotees come here, they take opportunity to take bath in Govindakund. One thing on our pilgrimage, I would like to draw the attention. Radhana Swami spoke about in Haridev temple about the unknowing commitment of the offenses. It so happens that out of our reverence, we want to worship something like Shila or other. But at the same time, if it is not convened through the desire of a devotee, we cannot accept that. And especially Brijavasis are considered to be the authority on this. It so happened that I'm carrying in my pocket the dust of Govardhan Shila, which is rather not being in favor that it, because it's not in a mood of worship, I have to bring it all the way back from United States to place it back where it has been obtained. So our friends, you know, they had an occasion. Somebody gave out of a good intention that, oh, you like Giriraj very much. I want to give you the dust. But when the devotee, you know, tried to take a little bit of the dust, swelling and other things will come out, and it would be completely disheartening. That, well, here is what we are trying to deal with, devotional service, but what kind of offenses it might be. So somehow or other, without acknowledgement of the authorities, we cannot take our sentiments for worship. We should be very cautious about it. So it reminded me that, yes, I have come for this particular occasion along with you, not only to do the parikrama, but trying to rectify somebody's mistake. So anyway, the idea is, and then the places of pilgrimage must purify us. Therefore, there are recommendations of do's and don'ts. You know, it helps us to protect our devotional service. And Giriraj ji is giving direct results. As far as worship of Govardhan Shila is concerned, it is very, very important to be there. Cautious about possible offenses that might be committed. Shalagram Shila worship may be, in that consideration, simple, but Giriraj is directly Lord Krishna himself. You know. And there is no difference between the Haridas Varya and Hari. But for us, you know, we should take the second position, that he is the best of all the devotees, inspiring us to purify ourselves and help us in advance in devotional service to Krishna himself. Hare Krishna.
So, अभी हम लोग ये दान के लिए लीला के बारे में सुने हैं दान जो दानगाटी में हुआ सो दानगाटी वही स्थान था जहाँ हम लोग मानसी गंगा से ये छोटी छोटी गलियों से आए जब ये मेन रोड आया वही स्थान है दानगाटी जहाँ तो हम देख पाए इसके बाद फिर गिरिराज थोड़े ऊपर आने लगे क्योंकि तो वहीं ये मोर का जो शरीर है और उसका मुझे से नेक
गर्दन
ज्वाइन करते हैं सो वहीं थोड़ा नीचे है सो ये दान गति और हमारे भक्ति विनाथ आश्रम के थोड़े से आगे वहीं था दान निवर्तन कुंड फिर हम लोग कुछ वृक्षों के नीचे विश्राम किया और उसी स्थान के आगे वही था अनियोर और अनियोर वही स्थान है जहाँ ये प्राचीन सबसे पहले गोवर्धन पूजा हुए हम लोग जानते हैं कि नंद बाबा ये इंद्र पूजा की तैयारी कर रहा था और किसी प्रकार नंदलाल उनको कन्विंस कर दिया कि नहीं गोवर्धन पूजा करना चाहिए तो सब ब्रजवासी गान और सब गौ लेके यहाँ अनियोर तक पहुँचे और वहीं बहुत से पदार्थ बनाए थे पूरी का पर्वत पनीर सब्जी का मटका का पर्वत लड्डू का पर्वत रसगुल का पर्वत विशाल चावल का पर्वत भी बनाए और ये सब कुंड में खीर या आमरस या अमृत सब छोटी छोटी और बड़ी बड़ी कुंड में तो उस समय एक गिरिराज पर्व के ऊपर एक विशाल कृष्ण रूप प्रकट हो गए थे जो हम नंदलाल से अलग था और नंदलाल और बलदाव दोनों घोषणा की हे अरे ब्रजवासी गण देखो भगवान श्री कृष्ण आए उसको प्रणाम करना चाहिए तो भगवान श्री कृष्ण स्वयं ये दूसरे भगवान श्री कृष्ण को प्रणाम किया है सब ब्रजवासी गण प्रणाम किया है और फिर ये गिरिराज अपने आप एक आसन बनाए सिंहासन और कृष्ण जी बैठ गए और वो देखे जितने ये चावल का पर्वत पूरी का पर्वत गुलाब जामुन का पर्वत रसगुल का पर्वत सब अधिक से अधिक जो गाय के पदार्थ से बने थे वो सब देख लिया फिर वो खाने लगे लेकिन वो तो बच्चे है वो नहीं जानते कि सीधे हाथ उल्टी हाथ क्या है तो दोनों इतना प्रसाद था कि दोनों हाथ से खाने लगे और इतना प्रसाद था कि हजारों दाएं हाथ हजारों बाएं हाथ से खाने लगे और फिर सारे खून पी लिए सारे खीर पी लिए अमृत पी लिए सब कुछ पी लिए सब कुछ और जब सब खत्म हो चुके थे बिल्कुल बच्चे के समान वो रोने लगे Aniyor, Aniyor, Aniyor. Ordedo, ordedo. और ये सब नंद बाबा बोले कि अरे महाराज जो कुछ हमारे पास थे वो सब भग गए है और कुछ नहीं है संतुष्ट हो जाइए अनियोर 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 और नंदलाला स्वयं आगे आके बोले अरे महाराज जो कुछ ये सब ब्रिजवासी के पास था वो सब समर्पण कर दिया आपके आपके संतुष्टि के लिए संतुष्ट हो जाइए अनियोर 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 तो फिर कुछ ब्राह्मण आए थे और ठाकुर जी को बोला कि कुछ तुलसी समर्पण कर दीजिए तो नंदलाला ये तुलसी लेके वो ये दूसरा नंदलाला को तुलसी दे दिया और तुलसी ले लिया और बोले संतोष मी नाउ आई एम फुल्ली सेटिस्फाइड और जब ठाकुर जी प्रसन्न हो गए थे तो फिर ये पूरी का पर्वत वापस आ गए ये गुलाब जामुन का पर्वत वापस आ गए ये पनीर सब्जी का पर्वत वापस आ गए ये सब खून खीर से भर गए अमृत से भर गए सब कुछ वापस आ गए थे तो फिर सब लोग सब ब्रजवासी गान उस ये अन्नकूट प्रसाद इसको अन्नकूट बहुत से अन्न अलग अलग प्रकार का अन्न का पदार्थ बनते हैं तो फिर ये अन्नकूट प्रसाद सब ब्रजवासी गान आस्वादन किया तो वही था अनियोर इसके आगे एक हम एक सरोवर देखे ये तो संकर्षण कुंड इस अनियोर के बीच में एक बहुत प्राचीन बलदाव जी का मंदिर है और प्राचीन बलदाव जी की मूर्ति है तो वही संकर्षण कुंड थे और अभी हम लोग ये गोविंद कुंड में है और भक्ति रत्नाकर में ये लिखे है कि गोविंद कुंड के पास जो गण वन है वही श्री गोपाल जी प्रकट हो गए थे और जो लोग इस गोविंद कुंड में ने अभी सुना है गोविंद के बारे में ये पहले गोपाल का नाम से पुकारते थे और इस लीला के पश्चात फिर गोविंद के नाम से पुकारते थे और बताते कि जो इस गोविंद कुंड के जल इसके ऊपर चढ़ाते हैं और इसमें स्नान करते हैं तो फिर गोविंद प्रेम हो जाते हैं सो अभी सब लोग किसी घाट के पास जाएंगे जहाँ हम थोड़ा सा ये गोविंद कुंड का पानी हमारे ऊपर चढ़ सकते हैं इससे पहले जब महाराज बोला कि खाने के ऊपर ध्यान करना तो मुझे याद आया कि एक बार मैं लॉस एंजलिस मंदिर में थे और प्रभुपाद प्रवचन करते हुए बोले कि हम गोलोक धाम ठाकुर जी के दर्शन के लिए नहीं जाना चाहते हैं नहीं जाना चाहते हूँ हम वहाँ जाना चाहते हैं गोलोक धाम देखने कि ठाकुर जी का जो लंच बैग में इसमें क्या है और मेरे जयस गुरु भाइयों ने कहा कि एक बार प्रभुपाद जी ने कहा कि हम गोलोक धाम ठाकुर जी के दर्शन के लिए नहीं जाना चाहते हम वहाँ के कचौरी का स्वादन करना चाहते गोविंद कुंड की बोलो गिरिराज महाराज की बोलो श्रील प्रभुपाद की सब भक्त जान की